some prayer requests?
Sure.
Okay. I have a couple over here. You got some over there? Yeah. Okay. Let's pray for Wanda Williams, who has been diagnosed with cancer. Mm. And then pray for Pastor Joe George and his family in Texas. Pastor Joe has been also diagnosed with cancer, and they are preparing for his final move home to heaven.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Lord, first of all, lift up Wanda Williams, Lord. And again, Father, again, you've got her, Father. Your word says, Father, that Jesus paid for our healing. And Lord, we just all pray in agreement. And your word says we're two or more gathered. You're here. Your spirit's here. So, Lord, we just invite your spirit to go to your... I just ask, Lord, you send ministering angels, healing angels to Wanda. Father, we just come against all spirit of fear. Help her to rest in you, Father, and just help her start declaring that she is free from this disease. She is free. She's not claiming it, but she is by the stripes of Jesus in Isaiah. He paid for her healing, so we appropriate that healing. We just ask, Lord, that you just encourage her, give her strength, give her peace. We speak peace that passes all understanding to her. And we come against all spirits of fear in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just pray for Pastor Joe George in Texas. Lord, again, we just... Whatever, Lord, our days are numbered. I don't know how else to pray, Lord, but your will be done in his life and his family, Father. We want complete and total healing, because that would be such a testimony, Lord, in both these cases with Wanda and Pastor Joe. But Lord, we just want your will to be done. And again, we just on this side on this side of eternity, we just say be healed in Jesus' name. We want him healed, Lord, so he can continue to advance your kingdom, to preach and teach, Lord. That's what we want. But we just submit to your will, Lord. But we bless his life, his family. We come against the spirit of fear. We just give him peace and his family peace. We thank you, Lord, for his service to your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that he is a kingdom advancer. So we just bless his life in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a praise report from our friend and faithful listener, Mandy. The kids that we were praying for last week got to come for their summer visit. They got to be in church on Sunday, and they'll get to go to church camp. Yay. So, and we want to lift up Neva and Joe. Joe is having a procedure to replace the stent in the left ureter at 9:30 at OU Medical, and then Traveling Mercies for them coming home. And then Eli Warren was one of the men that was burned in the Wynnewood refinery fire.
Oh, okay.
He's having a big surgery today. They took biopsies of his skin and sent them to a lab in Boston to grow his own skin to do grafts with.
Awesome. Isn't that cool?
And yeah, thank you, Lord. So they're putting that skin on his arms, legs, and torso today. His wife asked for specific prayers for strength and endurance to easily recover, that the grown skin will be successfully applied and accepted by his body, that his vitals and labs will stay in range, for wisdom and guidance for the doctors, nurses, and staff, and for God's healing touch.
All right. Well, Lord, first of all, we... Excuse me. I'm sorry. We lift up Joe and Neva, Lord, again. We just pray, Father, that this procedure that Joe is apparently going through right now, Lord, we just ask that your hands would guide these doctors, Father, and that this whatever procedure is successful, we just claim that now in the name of Jesus. We've asked, Lord, you sent angels around them so they can return home safely. We thank you, Lord, for Eli Warren. He's apparently going through surgery today, Father, with skin grafts and all. Well, let me just say this, Lord. I just declare and decree he's gonna heal quickly, very, very quickly. It's going to amaze the doctors. And his skin is going to be restored, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the procedure. We thank you for the medical community that is advancing things like this, Lord. And we just bless him. Again, Lord, we just come against the spirit of depression that the enemy may try to put on him. Father, we just ask your grace would just fall on him, Father. Give him peace to know that he is going to be healed. He's going to return to work, and he's going to be more in tune with you, a closer walk with you through this, Lord, because what he's going through will not be wasted. So, Lord, I just lift him up and pray for his health is going to be quick. His recovery is going to be quick. I just feel it. And we thank you, Lord, for sparing his life. And he'll be a king, even more of a kingdom advancer with his testimony on how he quickly recovered. And big smile on his face. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance for his healing. In Jesus' name.
And then Mandy just asked us on the comments if we would pray for Rolly, a resident that's there at the Elk City Nursing Home.
Okay. Well, Lord, we lift up Rolly. Father, for whatever his need is, Lord, you are a supplier. You are his supplier of any need that he has, Lord. We just come against the attack of the enemy in his life. We break your power, Satan. We cancel your assignment off of his life, Lord. And again, we just ask you to send angels to him to provide for him, to protect him. Whatever he needs, Lord, you're the supplier. And we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Rolly's life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs and wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Maybe. Okay, there.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hey.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Les German. His title for this morning is, Don't Worry About Tomorrow. God's already there. I love that.
Well, I read that somewhere, and I thought it was appropriate for today. You know, everybody's kind of looking at, you know, economy, inflation, rising costs of food, and just everything. It's just like, what? But God's got this. And let me explain something real quick. Years ago, God said, I've given you mental monuments. I went, what? What's a mental monument? So he said, you know, my people, when I would do something, the Israelites, you know, back in the day, he said, when I would do something for my people, they would make an altar or a monument, pile up a bunch of rocks. And for generations past, they'd walk by and they would instruct their children. This is what God did for our people right here at this place. Okay? And God said, you have mental monuments. And I still didn't understand. You know, so what? Two brain cells. What do you expect, right? But it's like, okay, Lord, what are you talking about? He says, well, when you have focused on the times when I've come through for you, it's like, oh, yeah. Because he said, I'll do it again. He's no respecter of persons, right? So we need to exercise patience. I mean, I know it's not easy, but we need to exercise patience. But here's the deal. So if I've prayed for people and God has physically healed them, it wasn't me. In fact, I'll be honest, there's a couple of times I kind of went, oh, really, Lord? But I did it. I hate to admit that, but it's like, oh, man, who am I? Well, that's the enemy talking to me. Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm son of the Most High God. You guys are daughters of the Most High God. We are royalty in the spirit realm. What we think about, talk about, comes about. Okay? We got to get that. That's not some pride thing. It's a responsibility thing. So I have prayed for people, and God has physically, literally healed them. So God says, next time I ask you to go pray for somebody for their healing, the enemy's going to come at you, and, well, who are you? What are you? Blah, 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 you know, all that. But he says, you're going to remember the times that I did heal. Mm-hmm. You laid hands on those people, and I did heal them. So that is your mental monument. Remember, I'll do it again. So the enemy is defeated. Okay? Maybe I got off track there, but anyway.
No, that was good.
I just thought it needed to be. Philippians 4:16, I think most people are familiar with that, but let me throw that out there. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything in prayer and by petition. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Chapter 4, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, if you have what you consider an unhealthy relationship, let's say, if you're praying for somebody, it's hard to stay mad at them. I mean, you know, really. Isn't that the truth? So whatever we're facing, or if we're praying about an up-and-coming event or whatever it is that we're facing, again, don't worry about it. Just pray about it. And God will give you the peace. He just said that. I just read that. He'll give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's like, come on, we got to get that. So because it's, here's the bottom line. It's not up to me. It is not my deal. I want to act the way God wants me to act and speak the way God wants me to speak. But I'm sorry. I can speak truth to people, and they can receive it or not. Mm-hmm. That ain't my problem. Right. That is theirs. But if God wants me to, and I speak truth, encouragement, or whatever, well, just like that couple I spoke to Friday night, they could have went, you know, get out of here and leave us alone. But no, they were receptive, and I think God blessed them through my words. It wasn't me. It was God speaking through me. Because I don't know what they're going through. I have no idea. They didn't say a word. I have no clue what they're dealing with. But I was just obedient is all I'm saying, people. Be obedient to what the Lord says, and you'll receive some blessing, because the smiles on their face and their two boys were just, they just was silent the whole time I was speaking and looking at me. So I don't know if that makes sense, but we just can't be afraid to step out and do what the Lord's telling us to do. We need to be kingdom advancers and operate in His will, and His will is to bless, not curse, right? Because when we curse people, and I don't mean cussing, I mean that obviously that's part of it, but if you're negative, if you condemn people, if you're just in their face, and I'm sorry, you're advancing the enemy's kingdom, you know? That's why the Bible says blessed and not cursed. I really believe this. When I bless, angels are released to help those people. And if I curse, Satan goes, your son down here named Les, he spoke negative, he gossiped, he, you know, whatever I did. So it gives the enemy legal right to release demons to be with that person to make their life even more miserable, is my belief. So that's why the Bible says bless, not curse. So when we bless, we advance God's kingdom, okay? Even though sometimes it's through clenched teeth, I'm telling you, but I'm still blessing, speaking it out. My flesh wants to, but Lord, just let me have 5 minutes with, no. All right. I'll stop it. And I love the Psalms 23, right? Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. I'll say it this way. Life is a do-it-to-yourself project. It is. We create our own pitfalls a lot of times, you know. We fall in this hole because we made it in the spirit realm. Then we complain to God. God, I'm there, you know. Well, duh. We're given the ability as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And again, what we speak, we get, you know. So if I'm speaking negative and I really believe, and people, oh, that's karma. Well, no. If you plant hate and discontent, you're going to harvest hate and discontent. Yep. Hello. You can't plant apple seeds and expect to get corn. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. You're going to reap and harvest what you plant. So just remember that. So Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will sustain us. Think about that. In all things, guys, all things. He's got our back. And I just want to encourage people. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It doesn't get any better than that when you stop and think about it. The creator of the universe, our creator, just got through saying that he will uphold us, he will hold us up with his righteous right hand. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. I've said this before, and then I guess I'll be done, but years ago I was crawling in bed, and I was kind of sick, and it was cold winter night, and I went to bed early, and I got all snugly, covered up with covers because I needed sleep. Wasn't feeling well. and my nose itched, so I scratched my nose and covered up again. My ear itched, so I scratched my ear, covered up again, and the back of my neck itched. I went, Lord, what's going on here? I need to sleep. The Lord just said, you haven't told your heavenly daddy. You haven't told your daddy goodnight. Mm. And he took me, when my kids were little, took me to a remembrance, I guess, of when I tucked my kids in, especially my daughters. They would reach up and grab my neck, pull me close, and give me a kiss. Good night, Daddy. I love you. Mm. Man, that does something to a daddy. Oh, that does something to me. Whew. I remember those moments. And God said, well, I'm your daddy. That's what I need as well. I need for you to look at me that way, because I'm a daddy, and I want that from you. I went, oh, my gosh. I'm an old guy, but it's like, oh, it changed me. It absolutely rocked my world. So at night I go, good night, heavenly daddy. You know, and I don't know. I just think it's cool. But that's the relationship we need to have with our heavenly daddy. Yes, he's the righteous judge of the universe, but he's also our daddy. And he wants that. He wants that connection. Anyway.
Amen.
I guess that's all I've got.
I had a friend of mine that was going through some stuff, and they were having a problem, an issue discerning whether it was from the Lord or the enemy. And so I went over and we was visiting, and what helped me get it is it was explained to me, like, by my pastors, for me to help me to learn how to discern what was coming my way, was if it's like from the outside, if you feel it like pressing down, like something on your shoulders
pushing
you down,
right?
That's from the enemy. But if it's something from the inside that's stirring up inside you and it doesn't weigh you down, it has a lift to it, then that's a correction from the Holy Spirit, because he's not going to put something on you that's going to weigh you down.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And
that's
so, and I just explained to her that, you know, well, take a minute and focus. How is it feeling? Is it something from the outside pushing you down? Or is it something inside your spirit, inside you, and it feels like it's trying to lift you up?
Yeah, that's good.
And she just, her eyes, she did it, and she kind of went like that, and she looked at me, and she said, it's the outside. It's from the outside,
yep.
And it's like pushing me. I said, that is not God.
That's right.
God is not going to do that to you. That is the enemy. And then I went on, and the enemy is not going to attack what he doesn't fear. Right. If he ain't, if you... help me with my words, Lord. If you're advancing his kingdom, the devil's kingdom, the enemy's camp, he ain't going to mess with you.
Yeah,
because you're working for him.
That's right.
However, if you're even considering, I want you to get this, if you're even considering switching sides, he's going to come at you. When you make that decision, when you make your mind up, I'm going back to my Father,
yep.
My heavenly Father,
yep.
Not the father of lies that's been ruling over me for years.
That's right.
When you make that decision, the enemy is going to start throwing darts, arrows. He's going to throw everything he can at you to keep you weighed down. in fear and worry so that you don't advance the kingdom of God.
One of the hardest things for people to get is to understand and walk in the presence of the Lord and to know who we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus told me a long time ago, 20 years ago actually, March of 03, come think of it. Mm-hmm. But he said, Les, I went to the cross to get your sins forgiven, but I also went to the cross to give you guys power and authority mm-hmm. to kick Satan in the teeth, and I expect you guys to aggressively advance my kingdom. I went, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir, sir.
I mean, he was adamant about it. And I went, oh, my gosh. And again, guys, it's not some pride thing. It's not pride. It's God working through me. It's 100% him. But it's responsibility that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we are to advance his kingdom every day, every day, every situation. Is that easy? No, we're in the flesh. Mm. But that's our mandate. That is our job.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Amen. You know, I had trouble whenever I made the decision to come back. I was just having a real hard time seeing myself as a child of God. I just had some issues. And so I finally just sat down. And I was like, Lord, who do you say I am? I don't know who I am. Who am I to you?
Yep.
Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And some time went by. I don't know exactly how much time went by, but some time had went by. I had some growing to do.
Surely not.
I was about to say, I don't know why it took, you know, but I had growing to do. And
yeah.
One day I was sitting there, one morning I was sitting there having coffee, and I was getting ready to open my Bible, my basic instruction before leaving Earth, and he spoke. He, inside me, I heard, and it gave me like a charge, like a power surge or something. And I heard him say, you are my, you are one of my tongue talking, fire walking children. You are a tongue-talking, fire-walking child of mine. That's who I say you are.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know who needs to hear this morning. I don't know who. And I don't need to know who's going through that same challenge, issue of having a hard time knowing who you are to our Heavenly Father. So I want to encourage you today, get bold and courageous and ask him, because he knows who you are to him, and he wants you to know who you are to him. And the answer may not come immediately, and that's okay, but keep your heart open and your ear tuned in, and he will so lovingly tell you who you are to him.
Along, I guess people are still listening. Mm-hmm. Along those lines, Monica, I just got this Lord wants me to tell those people that are listening. Lord, let me just pray real quick. Lord, I just pray for everyone listening. Father, somehow, some way today, would you show them? Would you show them, and I don't, however you want to do it, Lord, but show them that their slate is clean. That you've taken those sins and you've wiped their slate clean. And give them, like Monica said, give them the boldness to simply say, Satan, you're dismissed. I evict you from my life in Jesus' name. Jesus paid the high price to get my slate clean, and it is clean. It is wiped clean. Because God, you look at us through the filter of Jesus' shed blood, and you call us righteous. Oh, my goodness, we don't feel righteous, Lord, but that doesn't matter how we feel. Your word says that you look at us as righteous. So, Lord, we thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you, Jesus, that you died for our sins. And we rejoice, Father, that your Son rose on the third day to conquer the grave. So help us, help those people, Lord, that need this right now today, that their slate is clean. Understand that their past does not define their future. Their past does not matter. You've got them in your right hand, your righteous right hand. You lift them up and you uphold them. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And I bless everybody today, knowing that they are sons and daughters of the Most High God. They're royalty in the spirit realm. And what they speak, they get. So help them plant the good seeds, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Prayer this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome, handsome brother in Christ, Mr. Les German. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.